How often do you get stuck overthinking, struggling to make important decisions? It's common for many in leadership. One of my clients, a brilliant leader in ops, excels at solving tough problems and inspiring her team. The CEO trusts her, her staff adores her, and she consistently gets rave peer reviews. She confided in me that her Achilles heel is making decisions. She'll just get caught thinking in a loop of details and stall there. She thinks or hopes that her team doesn't notice, but it eats up a lot of her evening time, and she knows it has ripple effects elsewhere. Sometimes not deciding is riskier than making the wrong choice. In this episode, I'll unpack the mystery of analysis paralysis, and I'll share the hack that I use to help make better, faster decisions. Find the full transcript at yourfuturerealize.com/24. This is Your Future Realized podcast with host Laura Malinowski. I help operations executives like you gain control of your mind, time, and career so you can love your work again and advance. I led cross-functional business operations for more than a decade, so I know how intense and heavy that can be. Subscribe to this podcast for tips that help you take a strategic pause, lighten your load, and get in the flow towards your true north. Hey, operations heroes. Decisiveness is the oil that keeps operations running smoothly. And indecisiveness is a time thief. When you indulge in overanalyzing, it can slide into self-doubt. The pressure increases. This can play out any number of ways as you become a bottleneck and miss out on opportunities and slow down your team. You need to find the sweet spot where you make quick, smart, and confident choices. So, how do you stop getting bogged down overanalyzing? As someone who sometimes gets caught in analysis paralysis herself, I've had to work with this. In fact, as I'm saying this, I'm looking at a quote that's hanging over my desk from Peter Drucker that says, "Whenever you see a successful business, someone once made a courageous decision." I found that a great way to deal with overthinking is by playing a game where I make myself make quick decisions. Making quick decisions can help you get better at making choices. When you practice deciding fast, you can teach your brain to be quicker at picking the right option. This can make you more certain and ready to take action. One way to practice making quick decisions is by setting time limits for yourself when faced with choices. Setting deadlines forces you to rely on your instincts and streamline your thought process. Then you experience less decision fatigue and make swifter, effective choices. Also, I've found that making many decisions quickly boosts my confidence and willingness to take risks to achieve my goals. So here's a few guidelines for when you're practicing making decisions quickly. 1. Set your priorities. Name what is most important to you or to the task at hand. It might be a specific measurable result, an approach, or a value that you want to honor. 2. Tune into your instincts. Sometimes your gut feeling can guide you in the right direction. You've already got a lot of good practical experience, so try trusting your intuition when making these decisions. 3. Practice makes perfect. The more you practice making choices, the better you become at it. Start with small decisions that aren't very important and gradually work your way up to more significant ones. And 4. Reflect on your choices. Analyze your process and the results and refine it so you keep improving. Remember, the goal is not to rush through decisions, but to be efficient and effective. It's to find the balance between thoughtful analysis and trusting your instincts. With some experimentation, you'll start making decisions more efficiently. Each decision you make, even the small ones, can help you get more skilled at handling uncertainty and making tough choices in the future. So I'll leave you with this question today. How can you tune into your intuition or gut instinct to expedite your decision-making? And if you're stuck thinking too much because you want to please everyone, check out episode 16, How Operations Executives Break the People-Pleasing Curse. You'll find it at yourfuturerealize.com/16. You can't stop the chaos, but you can change the game.
Thanks for tuning in to Your Future Realized podcast. If this show gave a boost to your day, please leave a review about it and share it with your biz ops buddies.